Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, just I'm gonna ask about some business merchant service loan.
Okay, do you have a 16-digit code?
You mean the reservation code?
Yes, sir. Yep.
2311080253098.
So the last four were 3098.
Yeah, 3098.
Okay. Is this Hurley Incorporated?
No, this one.
Okay. And who am I speaking with there? I don't have a contact on file.
Last name is Yun, Y-U-N, first name C-H-I.
It's Chi Yun, C-H-I, last name Y-U-N?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, perfect. And is this the company phone you're dialing off of? Is this the mobile phone?
My mobile phone is better to contact.
Okay, what's that number?
352-284-8061.
Okay, so that's this number, the cell phone number?
Yeah, cell phone number.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Let me just confirm some real information, quick, Chi, and I'll go ahead and answer any questions you have. I have a billing address down as 3100 Southwest 34th Street, Gainesville, Florida 32608. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And you guys, it looks like you guys are incorporated. You guys are S Corp, C Corp?
S Corp.
And how long have you been in business there, Chi?
Eight or 9 years.
Okay. Okay, yeah, and if you could tell me what you're looking to do, are you interested in working capital there, it sounds like, or an MCA or something like that?
Yeah.
What do you
Yeah, because from last, I think 3 or 4 years, we do several times to get a working capital from a different company. So last year we borrowed just $15,000 from American Express Merchant Service.
Okay.
So this is come out the end of next month. So maybe just 1 month. So after that we are looking for another some renew or some another capital. So I am searching some which company is a better condition or some things. That's why I'm calling.
Okay, and is Amex, are they taking a percentage of your credit card sales? Or is that like a line of credit?
Either way.
No, what's your payback method with American Express there? You're just making like monthly payments, or what's the?
So daily they took out the money from my account.
Okay, so you're making daily payments. Is that based on your credit card sales? Or is it just a
actually,
fixed payment?
No, just a
daily.
Daily, just to take the money from my bank account.
Okay, no problem. Okay, and all right, let's see here. What's your current balance with them?
You mean the American Express?
Yeah, how much do you owe them as of, you know, as
right
of today?
Now?
But yeah, what's the balance there?
Maybe 1200.
I'm sorry, you said 200? Or 2100?
1200.
Okay.
1200.
And how much?
One month left.
Okay. And how much were you looking to bring on there for the business?
Some 20 to 25,000.
Okay. And what do you guys do there? What does the business do?
Restaurant.
Oh, you guys are a restaurant. Okay. Well, what kind of food?
Japanese food, some Korean, sushi, and Japanese food, and some little bit Korean food.
Okay, cool. All right, what did the business do in gross annual sales last year?
Last year, gross 510,000.
About 510,000.
$520,000.
Okay, perfect. All right, and okay, are you the 100% owner there, Chi?
Yeah.
Okay, 100% owner. Okay. Alrighty, and any other current loans with the business besides the American Express there? Do you have any other balances?
Yeah, we have a. Another national funding? Yeah, national funding from something.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your balance with them?
We do have maybe balance. I'm not sure, maybe 6,000.
6,000? Okay. And so 6,000 with national funding. Okay.
Yeah,
and
that'll be done next to February.
Okay, are you looking to get that paid off? Will you get a discount if you pay that off? And
No. They are not discount.
No early payment discount?
Yeah.
Okay. How is your personal credit, Chi? Good, bad, average?
My credit score?
Yes.
Maybe around 650.
650-ish?
Last time I just borrowed the money when I buy a car from 650.
Okay, about 650, no problem. And how soon are you looking to bring on these funds?
Actually, I need some middle of July.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I couldn't hear you there.
Middle of July. Not right now. Some American Express, some merchant service paid off days July 12th. So after that, I need it. Yeah.
Okay. So you're looking for it after July 12th?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you considered bringing it on earlier and just wiping that balance out?
It depends on the interest.
Okay, absolutely. Perfect. Yeah, so what I'll do here, we have a very simple application process. We have a one-page application. We look at 6 months' business bank statements, and then the first page from your 1120S tax return there. And basically, we take those few items, we work up a proposal for you, based on the information you provided me. I think, realistically, we could free up about $50,000 for the business. And then if you need 20, you take 20. If you need 25, you take 25. Pretty straightforward stuff there. The national funding loan you have out now, are you making daily payments to them, or is it weekly, monthly?
National funding?
Yeah, what's your payback structure like?
Yeah, same thing with American Express. They just took money from every day.
So the daily ACH, okay.
Monday to Friday.
Okay, gotcha. And what are you projecting in gross annual sales this year?
This year?
Yeah, what are you projecting to do in sales?
I think current business trend, maybe more than 550,000 this year.
Oh, okay, a little growth, very nice. Yeah, Chief, so what I like to do here is get off an application to you. I can send that over to your email there, and you can either fax it in, email it back to me, and we'll get an answer worked up for you.
My concern is that if I just fill out the application for your company, so what is the general interest? Interest too high? I don't do that because some American Express and just even national funding, I got decent interest rate.
Okay, what kind of interest did national funding charge you?
Right now, I think around 16 or 17.
Okay.
Yeah, when I started with the national funding 2 years ago, they charged more than 20%. But with the company, I think 6 times after that. It's an interesting low down to maybe 16 or 70%.
Okay, very nice. Yeah, so I mean, you could with us, you can expect a payback of anywhere as 10 cents on the dollar fixed cost, up to on the very high end, which I don't think you'll fall under. 30 cents would be like the worst case scenario. So I mean, based on what you're telling me, if you're looking to bring on 20. Could be paying back anywhere from 22 to 26,000, depending on how everything shows up on paper. You know, based on what you're telling me with your sales, and you know, you've been in business a little while now. I think we could get you in one of our better programs here for the capital. Do you guys do a large? Do you guys? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I
was going to say, do you guys do a lot of sales with the credit cards?
Yeah, some
credit card volume
from January to up to this month, maybe average. I think a little over than 40,000.
So you do? I'm sorry, about 40,000 a month.
Yeah, month.
Okay, 40,000 a month.
Yeah. Some months is close to 50,000, but average, I think, over than 40,000 per month.
About 40,000. Okay. Very nice. Yeah, what's a good email for me to shoot that application off to you at, Chi?
Yeah, but my question, you didn't answer to my question. What is your company, or what is the general interest?
Okay, and back to that question.
Just like this. I have two. So American Express almost done next month. That is the annually 8%. That is the lowest interest from just the merchant finance. But the other national funding, they just charge me around 16 or 17%.
But wait, and
their company at definitely not more than 16 or 17%. I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna just raise the national funding or some.
Okay, and I certainly can't give you a specific answer on what your payback would be. However, we do have programs that go as low as 10 cents on the dollar, which you could compare to 10%, and that would be on the low end of things. So it's very hard for me to give you a specific percentage as what your business would be paying, because every business that we deal with has different characteristics, different cash flow, time in business credit, that sort of thing. So what I can do is get you a specific answer very quickly here, 1 to 2 business days. And it'll tell you, you know, okay, Chi, you're borrowing $20,000, you're paying back $23,500 or something like that, you know. So it's a very specific payback amount, and it is a payment that's not going to fluctuate. And we do have, I see that you have some daily ACHs. We also have some monthly payment programs and weekly payment programs that the business might qualify for as well. So we do have daily. Sometimes we can fit people into weekly and monthly payments, which a lot of business owners like. So make sense?
Okay.
Okay, yeah. What yeah, but I'd definitely like to see what kind of proposal we can work up, you know, get you a specific proposal, you know, a specific answer, you know, as far as payback. Okay. What's a good email address for me to send that off to you at?
Okay, my email address is chiyun
okay.
5858@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And just to go to confirm, make sure we have it down right. I have Chiyun. It's a chiyun5858@gmail.com.
Just 158.
Oh, just
58@gmail.com.
So just chiyun58@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, and I will. What I'll do here again. My name is Gabe Chi, and I'm going to shoot you off an application. And kind of the very small list, the items that we need to get you an answer on your file. And I'll go ahead and email that out to you in the next 10 to 15 minutes, okay?
Okay, sure.
And yet, you'll have my direct line at the bottom of the email. If you have any questions, you can call me here directly, and I'll answer any questions you have, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, nice speaking with you, Chi, and we'll be in touch soon, and I look forward to seeing what kind of proposal we can work up for you. Alrighty?
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk soon. Yep, you got it. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.